Second Peter is the book of the second coming of Christ. It has been called the most controversial book in the New Testament, the most controverted epistle in the New Testament, and Peter's swan song. Let's ask and answer five questions concerning Second Peter. The first question is, who is the author? The epistle itself bears abundant testimony to Peter's authorship. It claims to have been written by Simon Peter in the very opening verse. It even claims to be his second letter in chapter 3, verse 1. The author refers to the Lord's prediction about Peter's death. He also claims he was an eyewitness of the transfiguration. If 2 Peter was written prior to Jude, Jude is the earliest attestation of 2 Peter. So who is the author? The answer, the Apostle Peter. Second question, who were the recipients? If 2 Peter 3:1 is referring to 1 Peter, and most say that it is, then 2 Peter was written after 1 Peter, which was penned in 64 A.D. If Peter were alive in 67, when Paul wrote 2 Timothy, it is likely that Paul would have mentioned him. So Peter must have been martyred before then. 2 Peter 1:14 seems to indicate the letter was written just prior to his death, which was probably 64 A.D. So to make all those complicated calculations simple, 2 Peter was written probably in 64 A.D. 2 Peter 3:1 seems to suggest that Peter had in mind the same readers of Asia Minor as he did in 1 Peter, although the more general salutation in 2 Peter 1:1 would allow for an even wider audience. The occasion of this epistle was the presence of false teachers among the churches. Technically, Peter says, these false teachers were coming in the future. They will deny the second coming of Christ and live a lustful lifestyle, as well as lead others, even believers, astray. These false teachers deny the Lord had bought them, were daring and irreverent, and scoffed at the promise of the Lord's return. They lived immoral lives, seduced unstable souls, and caused the way of truth to be evil spoken of. They made great promises of liberty, but were slaves of sin. They were insubordinate to established authority. It is apparent that these teachers were already at work in certain places, but with prophetic insight, Peter saw that the evil would become much more widely operative. The third question is, what is the subject of 2 Peter? The subject of 2 Peter is the second coming of Christ. He begins by talking about precious promises. Chapter 3 seems to describe these precious promises as the coming of Christ. Furthermore, he talks about the coming of the Lord in chapter 1 and at the end of chapter 3. False teachers and scoffers denied these truths and led believers into a life of ungodliness. A reminder of these truths provokes us to escape the corruption that is in the world and live godly lives. So the subject of 2 Peter is the second coming of Jesus Christ. The fourth question is, what is the structure? Meaning, how does Peter take the subject of the second coming of Christ and develop it in this book? 2 Peter is basically in the form of an ancient letter. It has a salutation, a body, and a benediction. The salutation covers chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The prologue begins in chapter 1, verse 3, and goes through verse 11. The body of the book starts in chapter 1, verse 12, and goes through chapter 3, verse 13. And after that, there is a conclusion. Let's go back and focus for a moment on the body of the book. In the body of the book, which begins in chapter 1, verse 12, Peter gives promises of prophecies, and he says those promises are sure. Then there is the perversion of the false teachers in chapter 2. And he says those perversions will be judged. And finally, there is the pronouncement that the scoffers are wrong. And that's in chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. So the subject of the book of 2 Peter is the second coming of Christ. And in the body of the book, he assures us that these promises of prophecy are sure, that the perversions of the false teachers will be judged, and the pronouncements of scoffers are simply wrong. In other words, you can be sure the Lord is coming back. The fifth and final question is, what is the purpose of 2 Peter? The first purpose of 2 Peter is to warn against false teachers and scoffers. While the purpose of the letter is nowhere stated as such, the last two verses summarize the twofold purpose. It is evident from the content that Peter means to warn believers lest they be led astray with the error of the wicked. Chapter 2 warns of the false teachers who walk according to the flesh and despise authority. They are self-willed, wicked, and they will be judged. The heretics will use deceptive words to lead believers astray. Chapter 3 warns against scoffers who deny the promise of the Lord's coming. This, too, has a bearing on godliness. The second purpose of 2 Peter is to remind them of what they knew and exhort them to heed it so they would grow. Peter does not claim to be telling them anything new. He repeatedly says he's reminding them of things they already knew. His purpose is to remind them and thus exhort them to godliness and growth. These two are connected. Resisting error will help ensure godliness and growth. To sum it all up, Peter wrote his second epistle to a wider audience than he did his first epistle to warn them against the coming false teachers and scoffers, and to remind them that since the Lord is returning, they should live godly lives. The spiritual truth for us is that in light of the Lord's return, we should avoid false teachers and live godly lives. Remember, the book of 2 Peter is the book of the second coming of Christ.